Father, we come once again now, this time to open your word. Lord, we see Jesus teaching us and instructing us from the word. God, I pray, Lord, today, Lord, as we continue this subject on forgiveness, we look at this example from your word. I pray, God, the Spirit of God would help us and show us, God, the importance of this subject today. Lord, we live in a world that's fast-moving, Lord, a fast pace, and sometimes we fail to forget the things we need to do sometimes that are so important, and this is one of them, that is forgiveness. So, Father, we commit now the service to you. Have your willing way in all we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, turn over to Matthew chapter 18 for today. Matthew chapter 18. We see here our Savior is speaking, Savior is using an example here and showing us how necessary it is to forgive things done to us. We see in verse 21, we see as Peter asked a question to Jesus. Notice it says in verse 21, then came Peter to him, that's Jesus, and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him till seven times? We see here that Peter is concerned about people injuring him wrongly, what he should do, and he wants a forgiving spirit when they do that. And therefore, if he's asking the Lord, how often should I do this? How often should I forgive someone that does me wrong? He said, till seven times. That was his question. But notice the answer that Jesus gave him in verse 22. And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. 70 times seven. Now, we see here, we know that forgiveness is beyond the normal, is it not? Forgiveness is beyond the normal. In other words, this flesh don't like to forgive, does it? Well, we also see that forgiveness is beyond the natural, too. Beyond the natural. We see this, what Jesus, he gave the example to Peter, how many times he's supposed to forgive. Well, he should forgive people when they do them wrong. He's saying, literally saying, you just keep on forgiving. You know, God has never said, Keith, I'm going to forgive you seven times. And that's it, has he? He's never said to me, Keith, I'm going to forgive you 490 times. But I'm so glad he's promised to keep on forgiving. Amen? He keeps on forgiving. He keeps on forgiving, no matter how many times. And we're trying to, God is trying to convey to us here through this example of his forgiving us also and how we're to forgive people too. So we see here in Matthew chapter 18, the next few passages and verses here, we're going to see two things. We're going to talk about the merciful king, and then we're going to look at the unmerciful servant. And we look at this, we see here again things that are very important. We look to verse number 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. Verse 24. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. We see here the master's mercy here, to this servant. A servant owes him all this, we see here as a count of 10,000 talents. Now, talents is weights. There's no way we can really know exactly how much this is because the Old Testament is different from us today, the money today. But I know it was a large sum that he owed this master that he worked for. We see that he was wasteful. We see he was, you know, all this kind when he was working for him. And he owed this master a lot. And his master, as he brought this to him, to talk with him about his situation, we see here. We see every sin we commit, folks, is a debt to God. Every sin that we commit is a debt to God. We all are big indebted to God because of our nature, because of our sins. We owe God everything. We are all debtors. There is an account also kept of those debts. God keeps an account for each one of us. Every one of us has an account with God. And we see that God deals with us personally through our conscience when it comes to our sins and our things in our life that had not be. So we see here, this debt of sin is a very big debt. We all are not able to pay it. We're not able to pay it. And we see here, this man, Jesus said concerning the merciful king, says that when he began to reckon, one brought to him, which had owed 10,000 talents. But, 25 says, for as much as he had not to pay. He knew this man, this servant that worked with him, did not have the money to pay him. It was impossible for him to have the money. So we see, what did he do? We said his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. Well, if you can't pay me, I'll just sell all you got, and I'll collect my payment, what I can. We know it's not going to be the value of what you owe me, but nevertheless, I will collect what I can. So the servant made this debt again because of his wastefulness and his willfulness. His willfulness. Whatever sin deserves, whatever sin deserves in our life, this is the wages of sin. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is what? Death. Okay, whatever sin deserves is the payment for sin. We see here, as he did this, he said, okay, what I'll do, I'll sell you, I'll sell your wife, your children, and all that you have, and I'll collect payment. Now, this is the words of this king to his servant. But notice the response of the servant in verse 26. The servant therefore fell down. He fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will repay thee. Now, I like it when you come to the Lord, and he always has patience. He always shows mercy, you know? And here this servant was come before his master, before this king here, knowing he owed this tremendous amount to him. He come to him, begging him literally to forgive him. Forgive him. And we see here the results of what the Lord said, this merciful king said in verse 27. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with what? Compassion. He was moved with compassion. He saw this servant being humbled. He saw this servant coming before him and acknowledging what he'd done and begging for mercy. And we see this Lord with compassion and loosed him and forgave him his debt. My, what a merciful king. My, what a merciful king. There's no way of really understanding until, but we know that God, we know this king was willing to forgive his servant of all he had done, of all he had done. You know, that's like it to God when it comes to us. But we know king had sold this servant, he would never have gotten what he owed. It was impossible. We see the sale of one so worthless should not amount to the payment of such a great debt that he owed. But we also see here the servant knew that he was so much in debt, but he was not concerned about it. Notice, he was not concerned about it until when it was brought to his attention. It was brought to his attention when the king began looking at his accounts. So we see many times we as sinners, even saved sinners and lost sinners, we're careless about sometimes the sins in our life. We all need to be forgiven every day. This servant was not concerned about his debt until he had to face it. You know, that's the way we are. Before we got saved, we weren't too much concerned about our sins, were we? Until God, through the Word of God, began to convict us and draw us, help us to see that we were lost and we need to be saved. And then we reckoned, hey, I owe, and I can't pay. But Jesus paid my sin debt, and I can trust him and ask him to forgive me, and he'll do that. I'm thankful today for Jesus paying my sin debt. Sometimes we're careless about our sins, though. Patience and forbearance are a great favor here. We see this in verse number 26, the patience this man had here. We also see that the God of mercy and the God of grace is very ready always to forgive. I'm glad for that, aren't you? It doesn't matter when. He's always ready to forgive. He wants to forgive if we'll just ask him to and be sincere in those things we ask him to. The pardon of sin is only by the mercy of God. The mercy and the grace of God. That's the only way we can be forgiven of our sins. I thank God, as the songwriter put it, mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon that was multiplied to me. Thank God for his grace and his mercy tonight, today. There is forgiveness with God for the greatest sins in anybody's life if they repent. If they repent. The greatest sin of all, God will forgive if people will ask for forgiveness. Aren't you glad for that? I am. I'm glad he forgives us. So we see here the merciful king. The merciful king. Now, this is the master and his servant. Notice, secondly, here we see the unmerciful servant. Notice now, this servant owed his master, not able to pay. He went to him, he begged for forgiveness, for mercy. And the king forgave him. He's debt free. Now, this servant that has done that, notice what he does in verse number 28. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. Now we see that 100 pence is about, in that day, about 3 months' wages. Now this is a drop in a bucket, so to speak, compared to what he owed the master. And we see here now, here he is, after he's been forgiven, he's been set free. Now he goes to someone that owes him and tells him, hey, you owe me this amount, I want you to pay me. And we see the results of that and what he did. The servant here was unreasonable towards his fellow servant. Very unreasonable here. This represents the sin of those unmerciful in demanding that which they own. And we see here what happened here. We see how small a debt this was, first of all, compared to his debt to his master. We see it was nothing. The request here, and he took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. He didn't say, hey, you owe me and I want you to pay me. He took him by the throat, literally. Violence took place here. You owe me, now pay me. Now remember, the king has already forgiven him of his big debt and let him free. Now here he is with a small debt from somebody else, and here he is threatening somebody to kill him and to hurt him. So we see here how severe the demand was. I'm going to kill you. Pay me that thou owest. Pay me that thou owest. I'm going to choke you if you don't. We also see his submission in verse number 29. Notice his fellow servant. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Now remember what he did before the king? He did the same thing, didn't he? He fell down before his king and asked him to be patient with him, and he would pay his debt. And the king forgave him. But now here we sign this guy. He submits to the debtor here. This poor man's request was, have patience with me. Will you please have patience with me? I know I owe you. I know I owe you. We must not be hasty sometimes in our demands, but we must realize how long God bears with us. God is a merciful God. He puts up with us more than we even imagine. He really does. But we're thankful today to know that God will forgive. But this man here, he was very, in verse number 30, he says he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. We see his being furious here, literally. The response was, he was upset. He was mad. Because you're not going to pay me, I'm going to put you in jail. We see here an attitude. We see a response here that's not well. He would not have patience with him. His master had patience with him. And why don't he have patience with this guy? Why don't he have patience with this guy? Without mercy, he cast him into prison, not even considering it. He literally trampled upon one as good as himself. He did the same thing, but yet now here he is doing this to this guy. We notice in verse number 31, the response to the other servants that knew this guy and knew the king. Verse number 31, the Bible says, so when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Now these are men that worked with him, knew him. When they saw the response he did for his servant, now they get together and they come back to this merciful king and explains to him what he did. Talks to him about what he did. And we see here there's much concern. These fellow servants are outraged. And they go and they tell the king what this guy did. Now, the sins and the sufferings many times of fellow servants should be a matter of grief and concern to every one of us, folks. We see this. There's a lot of people going through a lot of things, grief and hurt in their lives. And it should be a matter of concern for us. If it's grief, whatever it is, the concern is, we need to really be concerned about their need, whatever it is. We see here how notice of it was brought to the master. We see it was brought to who? It was brought to the master. That's the key to us. Let our complaints be brought to who? God. Let our complaints be brought to God. These servants brought their complaints to the master, the head of all of it. And you know, our head is who? God. So notice our complaints should be brought to God, and not only brought to God, but left with God. That's where they deserve to be, because God will take care. He always has, He always will. So we've talked about the master and his servant. We talked about the forgiven servant and another servant here. And now we see here, as we look at last, at the forgiven servant and the king, as they are brought back together in verses 32. Verse 32 says, "Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him," notice, "O thou what? Wicked servant." He says, "I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me." You asked me to forgive you that big debt. I did. I forgave you. I have patience with you. He says, "Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" We see here how he reproved his servant's cruelty here to another servant. Unmercifulness is literally wickedness. It's wickedness. It's ungodliness. We see the servant here is called wicked. He's called wicked by him. He reminds him the mercy that he found with his master. Folks, we need to be reminded. We need to remind ourselves the mercy that God has shed upon us every day of our life. No matter what we have to face, God's mercy is sufficient for us. Therefore, we need to be reminded of that. He also shows him the obligation he was under to be merciful to his fellow servants, like the king was. You're to be merciful to your servants just like I was merciful to you. And we as God's children are to be merciful to one another and whatever we're facing in our life. We say he should have been more compassionate to his fellow servant. He wasn't compassionate at all, was he? He went to him and threatened him and got him around the neck. "Pay me. Pay me," he says. He wasn't compassionate at all, and realizing that he had similar experience in his life by his king, because his king was very compassionate to him. Now I'm going to tell you, no one is more compassionate to you and to me than Jesus Christ was. No one. They can't be. And because of that compassion towards us, he's trying to tell us we need to be compassionate also. No matter what people have done, or what the situation deals with us about, we are to be compassionate here. We're talking about examples of forgiveness. We see here this king who gave his servant of the big debt he had. He was very patient, kind to him. But yet we didn't see this servant went out. He was not like his king was. He was not forgiven. He wanted his money. He threatened to get his money and all this. And he showed himself literally to be unmerciful and wicked. We see he should have been more conformable to the example of his king. We're to be conforming to the image of who? Jesus Christ. That's what the Word Bible tells us as we live in our life. We're to be more conformable unto him. But we see here the outcome in verse number 34, his Lord was wroth and delivered him into the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. We see the king is moved to anger, not compassion now. He's moved with anger. Though the wickedness was very great, his Lord laid upon him the payment of his own debt. He had his own debt to pay because he did not do what he's supposed to do. He didn't do that. And we see here, because of that, he will not forgive, so he shall not be forgiven. That's what Jesus says, right? In Matthew 6, we talked about it. We're to forgive our fellow man his trespasses, and then God will forgive us. Well, this servant here did not forgive his fellow man of his trespasses. And we see that because of this, this is what happened. We must forgive from our heart. God himself, like a governed, so to speak, to fatherly, he it is righteousness. He's righteous in all his governing. All he does, he's righteous. And we see here that the danger of not forgiving. We read it in Matthew 6. We read it in this passage right here. The danger of not forgiving is, so shall your heavenly Father do. So shall your heavenly Father do. Folks, that's an awesome statement, is it not? That's something to really think about. God's not going to forgive me if I don't forgive. He won't. I mean, we have to be sincere about this. This thing about forgiveness is something that, you know, we all need to look at. We need to examine our hearts, our lives, because it's something that can get us in a serious situation. A serious situation, you see here. So we see here the application. We must forgive from our heart. We must forgive from our heart, folks, whatever it is that may be in our lives that ought not to be. God did not reverse his pardon here. He does not reverse his pardon to anybody. However, he denies them to those who are unqualified for them. This man, this servant now, was not qualified to be forgiven because he didn't forgive his fellow servant. And therefore, we see this is what God did. Those that do not forgive their brother's trespasses did not truly repent of their own sins. They did not ask God to forgive their own sins here. So we see here in this passage of Scripture today, as we look at this, this teaches us that they have judgment without mercy. They shall show mercy. They have shown mercy. But if until then they don't show mercy, they don't show mercy. It's necessary for us to have pardon and peace that we should do justly. That is, we should have mercy. We should show mercy and have mercy in our lives. I'm glad that Jesus shows us from the Word of God here, from this, how necessary it is for us to forgive whatever is done to us. Whatever is done to us, we're to forgive. We're to forgive. Isn't it hard sometimes to forgive? It is, isn't it? It really is. Depending on the situation. But Jesus said, what Jesus said, we are to forgive. We are to forgive. And it's necessary. What are we learning here from this lesson today? What do we see here in this lesson today? We see here how our Heavenly Father will treat each of us unless we forgive from our heart. From our heart. Who knows your heart? Who knows my heart? Only God. God knows our heart. And he knows all about us. And we realize also that our debts to God are enormous. We're all indebted to God. But I'm so glad, on the other hand, that his forgiveness is extravagant. His forgiveness is extravagant. There's no limit to it. He keeps on forgiving, no matter how much the debt is that we owe if we're asking to forgive us. That's God. That's God. I'm glad to know that today. God does not forgive the unforgiving. He can't. How can God forgive the unforgiver? He can't. God will only forgive those that will forgive. And this is what he's teaching us here. When we don't forgive others, what are we doing? We're literally setting ourselves outside and above the law of the love of Christ. Because this is God's law, is to love one another and forgive one another. And when we don't forgive, we're setting ourselves outside of that. We're saying, I'm better than that. I don't need that. Well, we all need it, folks. We all need it, don't we? Come on now. I know this lesson may be a little bit hard. But it's not me. It's the Word of God. We need to forgive. We need to learn to forgive and forget. I'm so glad today to know that God in heaven has forgiven me. He's forgiven me of my sins. And he will continue to every day of my life if I ask him to. I'm glad to know that today. You know? And we need to face that. I really believe the biggest issues in life today is this thing of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. People are upset. People are mad. People are railed. All kinds. Everywhere you go, we find this. There's not too much love. There's not too much forgiveness like Jesus wants us to be, folks. I'm not saying you don't and I don't, but you go out there in that world and you don't see it, do you? You don't see it in the world. It's not out there. And we're to be that example. We're to be that example. We see here the unmerciful servant. Let's look at him one more time, and let's look here how he illustrates us before God. This unmerciful servant, he illustrates us before God. This unmerciful servant, he was blessed. He had a lot of things in life. Well, likewise, God has blessed you, and God has blessed me with many things, hasn't he? I mean, many things. God is gracious to us. He's given us life. He's given us opportunities. He's invested in you a lot of things for his service and for his glory. If you have abilities, you have talents, whatever it is, he's invested that in you to do for him. Likewise, we see this merciful king had invested a lot in his servant to work for him. And therefore, we sign here that in return, we ourselves, what are we doing with what God has given us? What are we doing? Sometimes we misuse his investment. We don't do maybe what God wants us to do. We don't use our abilities, our talents for God. Therefore, we're kind of like this unmerciful servant was because we're not doing what we ought to do. Sometimes also, in return, we waste our substance. What God gives us, we waste it sometimes. We don't put it where it ought to be. We don't do really what we ought to do. Sometimes we despise his laws. We don't like the laws of Christ. One of them being forgiveness. Also, we ignore sometimes his claims that he gives us from the Word of God, claiming for us. Therefore, we sometimes sin because we fail to realize what God has done for us. I'm glad today to know that God is a forgiving God. God started this thing about forgiveness, and he wants me to learn to forgive. And I must confess to you as a class, it's hard sometimes to forgive. But God wants me to forgive. And God, with his mercy, will enable me to forgive and you to forgive. Now, it's one thing to teach it. It's one thing to listen to it. But it's another thing to practice it, folks. It's another thing to practice it. And may God help us practice this thing of forgiveness. You know, when I stand before God, I don't want to be accountable of having something in my heart about a situation, about an individual, about a circumstance in my life that I haven't forgiven. I don't want it in my life. I don't want it in my life. And in order for me not to do that, I have to deal with this thing every day. Every day in my life. Because we're all going to face things every day that we're going to be troubled with. And we're going to need God's grace to help us to get through it. And only by God's grace can we get through it. We, as sinners, have accumulated a big debt to God. But God will forgive. He will forgive. We, too, must cast ourselves, like this servant did, to our King. Our King is Jesus Christ. Look at verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother his trespasses. Now, folks, this is God speaking. He's showing us what he'll do. I'm glad he loves us. I'm glad he'll save us. But also, he wants us to forgive. He wants us to forgive. And may the Lord help us today as we venture out into the world. We're going to be faced with this thing about forgiveness. And may the Lord help us to be what God wants us to be. It's easy to love people that love you, isn't it? But people that seemingly don't love you, people that don't like to be around you, whatever, it's hard to love, but we're commanded to love. And we can love by God's help, by God's help. And therefore, loving is forgiving. And I trust today, as we've looked at this king, this merciful king, and this unmerciful servant here today, that God will enable us to see ourselves. Look at me. Look at myself. Preacher said so many times, go to the mirror. Look into the mirror. Look at ourselves. See who we are. You know? And go into the Word of God. And the Word of God is a mirror, too, of ourselves to show us who we are and the kind of person that we really are. You know, nobody wants to be hurt. Nobody wants to be hurt, do we? But sometimes we get hurt. And when we do, we need to be like Peter. We need to be ready to be able to exercise that forgiving spirit that only God will impart in our lives every time we're hurt. I'm so glad that God hasn't just saved us and left us. Aren't you? He hasn't just saved us and say, okay, you're on your own. God has given us His Word to help us and to make us what we ought to be for His glory. Forgiveness is so important, folks. It really is. And may the Lord help us. And as we reflect back into this account here from the Word of God, as Jesus is trying to teach us here the necessity of forgiving that is done wrong to us. Father, we thank You for loving us in spite of us. We thank You for the words of Jesus. Lord, as He tries to instruct us, Lord, and help us to see and understand how important it is, Lord, to forgive. We know that Jesus has forgiven us of all our sins and our shortcomings, and we're so thankful for that. He set our example, as this merciful king was an example to his servant, but yet his servant did not take heed and was not like his king. Father, help us to be more like Jesus. Lord, give us compassion. Give us love towards You, towards others, towards situations in our life, tragedies, whatever we face, God, help us to realize, Lord, that You are there with us, and You're going to enable us to be what You want us to be. And God, we pray for that grace and that mercy. Father, help us now as we go through the next service. Bless our preacher. Give him power. Give him liberty. Lord, may the Word of God speak to our hearts and help us to be better today because we've been in Your house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.